Tomorrow, Marvel Comics releases a new miniseries that tells the real story behind the creation of Captain America 60 years ago. Until now, the myth was that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed young man named Steve Rogers was injected with an experimental super soldier serum that turned him into a superhero. Like most comic book characters, Captain America has lived in a largely white world. But now, says Marvel Comics editor Axel Alonso, the creators of Captain America are exploring the racial underpinnings of the myth in a story that was inspired by the infamous Tuskegee experiment.
If you take a look at the mythology of this character, do you really buy the notion that the guinea pigs for this particular project would have been the demographic of Steve Rogers?
That is a white, corn-fed, blonde American male, you're saying.
Exactly. We can discuss how far we as a country have come on issues of race and class and never come to an agreement. But certainly I think most people know that the Civil Rights Movement was a response to a particular condition. The conditions we're talking about in 1940s America are something in which blacks were clearly relegated to a second-class status, and they knew that going into the military as well.
It seems that in telling this, sort of recreating this myth, you were inspired, or you use the infamous Tuskegee experiment. Can you explain how that becomes part of the story, or how it inspired the story?
The super soldier experiment in our story is analogous to the Tuskegee experiments. The Tuskegee experiments were a 40-year test whereby the U.S. Public Health Department conducted tests to see the effects of syphilis on a group of 400 African-American men, all sharecroppers. This was to see how syphilis manifested itself in blacks as opposed to whites. Now, it was our in, so to speak. In the official history of the character Captain America, Steve Rogers is subjected to a series of tests whereby he gains exotic powers. What we reason is that this was the final perfected serum that went into this man's arm. But there would have been several test stages, and they would have had, let's just say, unforeseen consequences for the recipients of the serum during those stages. So in this regard, what we're doing is using this story as a peek behind mythology. See, if he's analogous to America itself, then taking a look at his history, might we examine the unexplored nooks and crannies in his history that we prefer not to visit?
Well, how are the core Captain America fans reacting to the news of this series that's coming out and the story that you're going to be telling?
Well, it's a very mixed reaction. The initial reaction, which is par for the course, was negative. There were roughly three camps. People who either assumed that this would forever tarnish the legacy of the character, people who felt that Captain America is a character who should never be messed with in any way, shape, or form, the purist, so to speak. And the third camp were people who had a more, shall we say, visceral reaction to the notion of a black man in the red, white, and blue. It's worth noting, however, that the response to the project in terms of numbers has been fantastic.
One other thing, one effect of the Tuskegee experiment, the real Tuskegee experiment, is that it made many African Americans really very suspicious of the medical establishment. And I'm wondering if a comic book story like this entering into the culture, won't it just reinforce that kind of distrust? And is that a good thing?
Well, this is comparable to a question that I received regarding whether or not this was the right time, given that we're in the aftermath of 9/11, to be questioning the red, white, and blue. And what I'd say is our responsibility as writers, artists, editors, and creators is to create narratives that have a point, that entertain, and seek to do something more, perhaps educate on some level.
Thanks very much, Axel.
Thank you.
Axel Alonso is the editor of Marvel Comics' new series, Truth, Red, White, and Black. He spoke with us from New York City.